Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Very kind. Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Am I right about this? It's been this way all day, right? It's a cloudy day here in New York City, but in D.C., the January 6th committee is shedding light on the election schemes the former president yanked from where the sun don't shine. The electoral conspiracy they focused on yesterday was the brainchild of disgraced lawyer John Eastman, seen here orchestrating a failed cover-up of his scalp. Eastman is the one who came up with the plan to send alternate slates of fake electors to Washington from battleground states that Biden had won. And one of those states was Wisconsin. And the committee revealed a damning memo pushing for alternate electors from the former president's Wisconsin lawyer, Kenneth Cheesebro. Really? A lawyer from Wisconsin. Named Cheese Bro. You must be joking. little on the nose reality. What's next? An attempt to flip Arizona by Philip Turquoise Bolo Tie in the shape of a cactus dude. Cheese Bro. These fraudulent Wisconsin electors are proving to be an embarrassment for a Wisconsin senator and what it looks like when a ghost dies. Ron Johnson. Yesterday, the committee explained Ron Johnson's role in the scheme.
A staffer for Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson texted a staffer for Vice President Pence just minutes before the beginning of the joint session. This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver to the Vice President the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin. The Vice President's aide unambiguously instructed them not to deliver the fake votes to the Vice President.
Okay. I'd say that's a smoking gun, but Republicans consider that a compliment. After this was revealed, Johnson quickly tried to distance himself from the envelope of fake electors, claiming he was aware that his office had received a package, but had no idea who delivered it. Nevertheless, said his office attempted to facilitate the delivery of the package. So he has no idea where it came from, no idea who gave it to them, no idea what it is, but he can't wait to hand deliver it to the second in command. There could have been anything in that envelope. He doesn't care. Fake electors, angry bees, naked pictures of Mary Todd Lincoln. It don't matter to Ron. He's just a delivery boy. Now, most historians agree. Ron Johnson is the dumbest person ever to sit in the United States Senate. But still, even by that scale, this is still shocking. You know those announcements in the airport when they say, do not carry onto the flight a package for someone you don't know? I've always wondered who those announcements are for.
Yeah.
Turns out it's Ron Johnson. What's that, stranger? Sure, I'll take your bag on the airplane. Oh, and you have some balloons filled with white powder you want me to put where? Okie doke. When this came out, Johnson tried to avoid talking to reporters. But like most things, he's not very good at that.
How much did you know about what your chief of staff was doing with the alternate slates of electors? No, you're not. I can see your phone. I can see your screen.
Oh no! I'm on the phone. I'm going through a tunnel. Can't talk. Oh, I'm in the shower. Wait, I'm trapped in a box. Oh, it's raining. Better put up the umbrella. Woo! It's so windy.
Woo!
Help me, Mary Poppins, help me. These hearings, day after day, are making the committee's case powerfully. And a lot of people are watching. And one of those people is former President P.P. Barnum. I'm sure he doesn't want to watch, but they've trapped him with his biggest weakness, mentioning his name. Reportedly, he's tucked away at his Bedminster golf club, venting his frustrations to nearly anyone who will listen. That's got to be tough on the staff. Yes, sir, it does sound like a one-sided witch hunt. Now, do you want your usual omelet, ham and chocolate chips? Evidently, he's angry that these hearings are dignified, clear, and damning. And he puts the blame for all that on House Minority Leader and school hamster who's had enough. Kevin McCarthy. See, last year, McCarthy did have a chance to appoint members to the panel, but instead chose to boycott it. Now the former president says, I think in retrospect, McCarthy should have put Republicans on to just have a voice. The Republicans don't have a voice. They don't even have anything to say. Well, I'm going to fact check you there, sir. 8 of the 12 live witnesses before the committee have been Republicans. Republicans have something to say every day. Usually it's Rudy Giuliani left me 200 drunk voicemails telling me if I don't flip Arizona, he's going to hold me down and drip head juice into my mouth. The reason, who are you going to call? The reason the ex-pres wants his people on there is that they would have given him advanced knowledge of the subpoenas, taped depositions, and other evidence collected by the panel and made procedural motions to disrupt the flow of the hearings. And anyone who has watched the former president dance knows how his motion disrupts flow. Now, there's new. There's new information coming out every day from the panel. Yesterday, we learned that the Select Committee has subpoenaed documentary filmmaker Alex Holder, who started filming the former president in September of 2020 for a project on his reelection campaign and filmed up to and including January 6th. And he just turned over raw footage pertaining to discussions of election fraud in the 2020 election, as well as interviews with the former president. Mike Pence, Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, and Jared Kushner. So the January 6th committee could play actual documentary footage of these dinguses in their televised hearings. In other words, the former president might finally be brought down by his closest allies.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Oh. Still got it. Still got it. Holder will be deposed by the committee tomorrow, but released a statement saying, when we began this project in September of 2020, we could have never predicted that our work would one day be subpoenaed by Congress. Why were you surprised? Everyone the former president knows eventually gets subpoenaed. We're 1 week away from Liz Cheney swearing in the grimace. Now, it is possible that not everyone in the White House knew this documentary was being shot. It's subtle, but see if you can spot the evidence. A Rolling Stone reporter asked one of the former president's campaign staff for a comment about the revelation about the footage, and that person replied, "What the f- is this?" Yes. Also, the banner headlines in 2016 when he won. So, a bunch of his staff didn't notice the film crew hanging around the White House. That seems weird, but to be fair, there were a lot of distractions. Pillows being hawked by Mike Lindell, speeches being given by Kid Rock, the Easter egg roll hosted by Vecna. There's also there's a story from the campaign trail on TV medical scammer and cruise ship magician. And cruise ship magician who'd like to make your husband disappear. Dr. Oz, during his Republican primary, Oz's whole campaign platform was, hey, I'm friends with the former president. But now that Oz squeaked through to the general election and has to get votes outside of the Republican base, he's quietly shifting his campaign message away from the president. So basically, Oz is saying, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. But fact is, he's lying, he's cowardly, he's a cowardly liar. Let's take a look. He is cowardly lying. He is. Let's take a look at how quietly he's shifting his message. Here's his Twitter banner from back in the primary. It's red, he's got his best buddy there, the endorsement is emblazoned across the middle, clearly a MAGA Republican. And now, oops-a-cadabra, all blue, no ex-pres. That's a pretty extreme makeover. That's like when Arby's went from, we have the meats, to, I've never seen those meats before in my life. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Taika Waititi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
My first guest tonight is an Academy Award-winning writer, actor, and director you know from What We Do in the Shadows, Thor Ragnarok, and Jojo Rabbit. Please welcome Taika Waititi. Isn't that delightful? Not everybody. Not everybody gets a standing ovation, baby.
Look at that.
Please.
Look at that.
Now, fans out there are very excited about the forthcoming Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
That you wrote and directed, and are in the trailer. In the trailer out there, you have given us a little taste of the full Thor. For those of you who haven't seen it, Thor is buck naked. Okay. This was your idea, I assume, being the writer and the director.
In the movie, it's not pixelated, though.
It's not?
No.
You see?
You get the full Hemsworth.
Now, this is
the full worthiness, and
there's a pattern there.
There's a pattern.
There's a pattern there. And how about on the front? Is there a front shot?
It's,
do we see Mjolnir?
Maybe an IMAX. Maybe an IMAX. I don't know. No.
Uh-huh.
But there's another one.
There's a pattern.
There's a pattern.
This is from Ragnarok. You showed us Hulk butt in that. This will be your
Some
legacy.
Some would say it's an obsession. I just say it's art.
Yes. Yes, the David has a bare butt.
I tell you what, though. I mean, with Chris, I mean, he's worked so hard on that. You know, it's
so many squats.
It's so many squats. It'd be depriving humanity if I didn't show that. One time we were on set, and he calls me over, and he says, mate, come over here. And I was like, here we go. And he goes, feel that. And he just flexed his arm, and I put... literally, my hands were around like this.
Well, I
around
was his arm say, like this. I was going to get to this photo in a second, because this is a photo of you as Korg.
Oh, there's another one of us.
But check it. So you're there at Korg, but look how huge
look at that arm.
Hemsworth has gotten. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That's a brisket.
We also live in an age of CGI. We could have just done that in a computer.
Right.
But,
could you give me,
he
could
said,
you give me abs with CGI?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All over you. Completely. Abs up here,
abs
down
everything
here.
Everything like that?
He said to me, he said, I said, yeah, that's very impressive. And he said, tell you what, mate, if this acting thing doesn't work out, I'm just going to go back to being a super good-looking surfer. And he's not wrong. He's got it all, this guy.
He's got a fallback position. Now, when you're writing this, you wrote this script, do you ever indulge in, like, fan theories? Like, do you ever listen to what the fan theories are of what the script? Do you ever go on the internet and go, like, that's a good idea?
I like to listen to the fans, and then I like to troll the fans back a bit, because it just brings me some little bit of joy. Just a little bit. I don't have many joys in my life, you know. I've got my kids and trolling fans. But I like where, you know, they say... That, you know, when I did Ragnarok, you know, there are a few people who didn't know what I did and, you know, what I'd done before, and they said, oh, he's going to ruin this. He's going to ruin Thor. And I would write back, oh, I'm going to ruin it, all right. Oh, 100%, I'm going to ruin it for you. And then I would say things like, you don't know what you want until I give it to you, and stuff like that. And it's... I know, it's rude.
Wow.
It's rude.
Wow.
But it's true. But, you know, the fans, again, you know, they came round on Ragnarok. Yeah, they loved that. They're going to love this. You guys are going to love this film.
Did you draw on any actual Norse mythology? Because there really is, you know.
When you look at this film, I'd say... It's like we asked a bunch of six-year-olds what they wanted in a movie, and we just said yes to everything. Okay? This like, it is, it's so
Thank
ridiculous.
You. Thank you.
It's a Viking ship being towed through space by two giant goats, and that's what Thor rides around on in this movie.
That's from
and
mythology,
And that's from
right?
the mythology.
Wow.
So, like, you know, people are like, oh, it's too much, Taika. I'm like, no, we took it from the mythology. So, I don't know if you... You guys probably all love Loki, but... I was fishing for that. But I don't know if you know in the mythology that Loki, at one point, turned himself into a female horse, had sex with, like, a serpent, and then got pregnant, and then gave birth to an eight-legged horse.
Wow.
Why was that not in Avengers?
Wow.
Why? We've got to start a petition. We need to see Tom Hiddleston pregnant with a horse.
The feet up in the stirrups.
Yeah.
Bush.
And we've got a hoof. We've got another hoof.
Okay, we have a clip here.
Okay.
Can you tell us what's the moment here?
Okay, I'm so nervous about giving anything away. Okay, so this is a clip. And it's a crowd scene. It's my character, Korg.
Yeah.
I'm not just a voice, guys. I'm in the scenes.
Are.
I'm acting.
Korg
I'm acting
there.
My heart out.
Yeah.
That's me acting my heart out. They just paint a big rock guy over the top of me. But so it's Thor and I in the scene, and it's he hasn't seen Jane Foster, his ex-girlfriend, for many years, and it's him checking her out.
And
she now
has a different identity.
Is holding his hammer, and she is the mighty Thor.
Jim.
So that's the ex-girlfriend, is it?
The old ex-girlfriend.
Jodie Foster.
Jane Foster.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
That means escaped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must be hard for you to see your ex-girlfriend and your ex-hammer hanging out and getting on so well. What you up to, bro?
Go to daddy.
Come
on. You're near. Hey! There you are! Hey!
No,
I was just calling you.
Now, We all know Korg.
The movie's longer than that. It's gonna be, there's more.
A little bit of that. We all know Korg, we all love Korg.
Thank
Why
you.
Does Korg have a New Zealand accent?
Because I'm so lazy as an actor that it's the only accent I want to do. Also, the New Zealand accent is so beautiful. Listen to it. Just listen to the way I'm speaking. It's just like having your eardrums just massaged to death. It's just,
I may have said this to you before, but I love how y'all pronounce what we call a short E. Like, say the girl's name B-E-T-H.
Beth.
Beth. I love the Beth.
No, Beth. Yeah.
Beth. I love
Egg.
It.
Egg. Beth. Yeah. That's, that's the way. I mean, I've adjusted my accent in America because the way I'd normally speak, you guys would never understand a thing I was saying.
Can you slip into unintelligible Kiwi?
Yeah, I'm talking to my normal accent, and this is how I normally talk when I'm back home. And this is, everyone can understand me when I'm back home. So this is just the way that I speak.
So it's just mumbling. You're just mumbling.
New Zealand?
That's not an accent. I've spent a lot of time down there.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with
your accent. The New Zealand accent is just mumbling, but it's beautiful mumbling. It's turning it's turning mumbling into an art form.
Yeah. I love your home country. I've made no secret of this.
Yes.
I've been down there many times. I've taken the show down there. I'm kind of obsessed. It's a beautiful country. Everywhere you look, it looks like the world just began, and Kiwis are just the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those of us who aren't from there who are obsessed with it?
You guys can... you've got a great country here. You guys can stay here. You guys just...
Do you mind us visiting?
Yeah, come down and visit. If you haven't been there, you've got to come. It's wonderful. You'll love it. There's nothing to do. It's so great. I mean, the best way. There's just nothing to, like, you know, yeah, it's we everyone here, they make everyone work here. Everyone works so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. For nothing. You know, like, it's just crazy. Like, you know, we pay people and then we have breaks. New Zealand is great. It's also a very small town, you know, like, one of the big news items a few years ago was the avocado heists. And I'm not lying. There were big avocado heists because avocados.
On what island? North Island?
The North Island.
Of course, yeah.
And people were breaking into avocado farms and stealing avocados, and that was the biggest crime that was happening in New Zealand that year.
You know who I thought was taking it? The sheep.
There
are a lot of sheep down
there. But you can't trust sheep. You can't trust New Zealand sheep.
Really? They're big.
They mumble too.
Big.
Have you heard of New Zealand sheep?
They mumble?
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you ever sheared a sheep?
I've sheared a sheep.
Just move on. Have you ever... My Hollywood connection down there, or my Wellywood connection down there, is Peter Jackson, the lovely fellow, has been very generous this time to help. Did you talk to him at all about shooting spectacular movies like this, like large-scale films or anything?
Yeah. I had some good chats about when I was about to do Thor. Also, when I did What We Do in the Shadows, when Jermaine and I were shooting that, we didn't have much money to do that film, and The Hobbit was just wrapped. And so our production designer... Man, I don't know if I should tell this. Okay, but I will. Our production designer, in the dead of night, took his crew to the Hobbit studios and stole all of the dismantled, broken-down green screens and took all of the timber and we built a house. We built the house, and What We Do in the Shadows is built out of the Hobbit's green screen.
Wow.
And I have never talked to Peter Jackson about this. I don't know if he knows. I like telling it at parties, that story, but I don't know if he actually knows.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Taika Waititi, everybody.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Thunder. Now, it's also been announced that you're going to be directing one of the new Star Wars films.
Yeah.
But, and this is the shocking thing. That's exciting. What's got people even more excited or curious is that you're going to expand the universe with a new film beyond the characters that we've come to know. So, not a Skywalker saga? Tyke, let me just say this. Let me ask this. Let me just.
Is that that's as specific as I can get?
Let me just say, are you going to ruin Star Wars?
Yeah. For all you fans out there, I'm not.
You were so close.
Imagine if I was just like, I'm going to give you the Jar Jar Binks story that everyone's been asking for.
Can you do this? I have a vote. Yeah. I have the fans,
you asked and I delivered.
You remember this? The band? Remember the Cantina band?
Oh yeah, right, it's there. Their story.
They all have names. Doik Knotts is one of the characters from the Cantina band. My pitch, the Doik Knotts story. It's as good as any other character. It's totally unexplored.
Because he's the one who plays the
sort of the clarinet.
The clarinet player. We all love that guy.
Yeah, Doik Knotts.
We always wanted to know what his story was.
Yeah.
How did he end up in the Cantina?
He was going to go to law school.
Yeah.
It was just playing in the Cantina band to pay for law school. And stripping at night.
That's gonna
Would you show Doik Knotts' ass? That's what I want to know. Because it's not where you think it is.
It's not.
This has been the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying the Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.